Hey, what's up, guys? Just Cardi here. I'm sad to say, but earlier today, yeah, we lost Ty. I was pushed into flying across the country and murdering him following this week's episode. Yeah, before the Testament segment, he forced me not to shout out the winners of our spring tournament and instead only to shout out someone who wasn't even in this tournament. I thought it was an insane request by Ty, but he's gotten very unruly, I guess you'd say, in his old age. And the day we met, actually, Ty and I, we shook hands. We cut our hands first, and we shook and agreed that if either of us became like a selfish, uncool podcaster type who doesn't acknowledge community efforts, we would be forced to kill the other one in some sort of samurai honor killing situation. So, yeah, I bought a plane ticket. I flew out to Vancouver. I met Ty at his door, and yeah, I stabbed him 36 times with a pen I had. You can't really get a knife on the plane or a gun. They're hard to come by, especially, yeah, it's just hard to get a gun. But anyways, Ty's dead. Luckily, people online have been telling me and Ty for a lot, actually, that, air quotes. This podcast really is just like one unfunny guy who sounds like a bitch, who knows nothing about fighting games, talking while the other dude just laughs. And that's 100% true. Yeah, 100% right on all counts. So I thought of something. Maybe we don't need time. Maybe all we need is Ty's laughs. So everyone, I want to introduce you to Tybot. Tybot, say hello. Now I know what you're going to say. Wow, Cardi, two soundboard bits in 2 weeks? What a fucking loser. And also 100% true, but my friend just died. So now that Ty has no free will and he's just look at this. Look at he's I can just sit here and make him laugh at my own jokes. This is so much easier than, having to deal with this bullshit. So now that he's out of the way, I can finally, go over the winners of this spring tournament. So I want to do a big shout out to third place, man after my own heart, Potemkin player, Red Herring. Then in second place, we have Appletart, Eno player, the big tree stroking son of a gun out here. And in first place, we have the king of froggy style himself, the Zato One Master. We have Joker. We have Ty out of the way. We can celebrate these three. Congratulations, guys. Hope to see more people in our next tournament. Huge shout out to our tournament organizers. We have Fishhook FPC and Sodium Rising. Go check them out. They run the Hookup Tournament Series. The VOD will be up on Fishhook's YouTube channel. He also does a podcast called Spark Pass. If you're an Xbox Game Pass, go check that shit out. Okay, boys. Here's the show. RIP Ty. Eat shit.
Eating shit. I'll destroy you all.
Welcome, everyone, to Coffee and Combos, the fighting game podcast that catches you up with all the big news happening every week in the fighting game genre. I'm your host, Ty Ross, and with me, as always, is Carti.
What up, Ty?
Oh,
How you
not a whole
been?
lot, man. I've been fucking great.
Ty, you and I both, we've just been Elden Lords for the last 2 weeks. Is that all you've done? That's all I've done.
That's been Yeah,
It's
truth be told,
ruined my
that's
life.
basically all I've done, yeah.
Elden Ring's given me a new respect for video games.
Because of how ridiculously massive it is, or what?
It just came out with like content on content, Ty. Like, there's just so much to do, and I'm not paying extra for any of it.
It's funny because there's so much content to the point where I'm complaining that it might be too much.
There's so much. There's just so fucking much to do. And yeah, I'm looking around at these other games that are releasing around this time, and I'm just like games I've been excited about. Like, have you seen the Gran Turismo bullshit?
Yeah, Gran Turismo's been getting some backlash because of their weird microtransactions and their always online shit.
Well, did you see the little sneaky move they did? This is insight into the future of DLC for me, Ty, because this is Sony doing this.
Let's hear it.
This is supposed to be a reputable company for us, right?
Sure,
like,
yeah.
One of the big ones. So, Gran Turismo 7 comes out, Ty.
Mm-hmm.
They wait for the press cycle to go, they get their reviews out, and then they introduced everything.
Like all the credits, like buying all the credits, cars.
And then they throttled how much money you could make also.
Yeah, it's something like, it's always online, right? So if it ever goes down, you can't play.
And Ty, the same car in Gran Turismo Sport, which cost $3,
mm-hmm.
and this new Gran Turismo, a $70 US dollar game, one car will cost you a cool $40.
I actually heard one car technically, because it's like apparently in like the it's like a store that like re-ups every week or some shit. I don't know. I haven't checked it. But there was one in there that's like some rare Jaguar that like only 12 were made in the world. And you could buy it virtually and drive it around Gran Turismo for a cool $120.
My God, Ty. Elden Ring is $10 cheaper than Gran Turismo. And it feels like I'm playing a game again, you know? I'm not playing a fucking service.
It is definitely a game through and through.
Yeah, I feel like it just feels finished, you know? It feels like the people who made it respect me.
They respected you, but all it took was for you to drop a cool couple $1,000s
yes,
to get new
computer.
Of course, parts.
There is that also, but that has enriched my life tenfold, Ty. So I've folded and upgraded my computer. But Ty, I suggest to anyone, upgrade your computer. Your life will just be better.
Yeah, it's kind of insane when you send me screenshots of places I've been, and I'm like, damn, that looks fucking good.
It's the best looking game I've ever seen, and I was shit-talking how this game looked, and that's just because I've been playing on a shitty computer my whole life, Ty. Now I've opened my eyes, Ty. It's like a religious experience.
Yeah, I mean, it looks really fucking good on your computer. It's crazy.
And Ty, as of today, I think it appears that I am the Elden Lord of our friend group.
Because you're past everyone?
I'm the only one to have slain who we are all on currently.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. I got phase two today and then I said, nah.
Did you expect a phase two?
I didn't.
Did are you pissed? You sweet summer child?
I wasn't pissed. I was more like, oh, okay, like this is where we're going. It makes sense. And then all of a sudden it was just like, I'm dead. And then I couldn't get back to phase two after that.
Yeah, that's so. I finally did it, Ty, and so now I will be the first to claim the throne, and you'll all be forced to bow before my almighty claymore and eat dung for eternity. Your children's children will eat dung.
Your children's children will be cursed to eat dung.
And man, see that's a video game experience right there, Ty. I'm feeling enriched by this game.
I mean, it is like really, really good. But to be honest, I am getting fatigue. I'm at the point where I'm like, okay, let's wrap this up. There's other shit I want to play.
Yeah, the last 10 hours definitely become, how about this boss, but two of them? Or mm-hmm. how about this boss and this other boss that you've mm-hmm. already fought? Which, that shit is kind of getting old. They could have cut all of that out, I think, and it would have been nice.
Yeah, one of the things that I'm really not loving is it's like, I haven't seen this NPC around for a while that I like really would like to continue their story for. And then like I look and it's like, yeah, you have to find this village that you never found, that you have to jump and do all this stuff to get to. And I'm like, oh, that's really cool. But I don't got the time.
Yeah, it's all very unintuitive in terms of like, you can't get everything done in one go. They really expect you to play this game for 400 hours if you were to play it the real way. And not look where all these fucking things are, because they expect you to just aimlessly search.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's a sweet design, especially, a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah.
Immerse you in that world.
I'm enjoying it because I got a lot of fucking spare time on my hands, so
I mean,
I'm making the most of it. I'm exploring every fucking nook and cranny of that place.
Yeah, you got like weapons I haven't seen yet and shit. It's dope.
Yeah, I'm tricked out. I'm a fashionista.
Hell yeah. Elden bling.
Speaking of dressing super fucking good.
Oh, you talking about me?
Outside of you.
Wow, okay.
Rugal time.
Frugal? Rugal in King of Fighters 15. Frugy Let's Rugi, talk about
as his
him,
friends
man.
Call him.
Genocide Kata! All right, everyone. Let's talk about Rugal or Omega Rugal in King of Fighters 15. This guy is... Cardi, let's just talk about... We got a trailer for him, and then we'll talk about like all the cool stuff that comes with it.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone knows Rugal from the old King of Fighter games. He was like a bad guy, right?
He was the original... Boss. Yeah, original main boss. Mm-hmm. And he was like in canon for 94 and 95.
Dope.
But he kept showing up in other ones because... People love this dude.
Type. And
how can you not?
Back.
Look at the fucking design of him. Black leather gloves. A pencil-thin mustache.
Uh-huh.
A Farrah Fawcett-style haircut.
Yes.
Hoop earrings.
Yeah.
Tight leather pants, Ty. Red leather pants.
Mm-hmm.
Some sort of black halter top.
Yeah, with a little mesh.
With some mesh. And a red eye tie. He's like if Sebastian Bach did steroids, shaved in a pencil thin mustache, and then sang for My Chemical Romance. It's the best.
The pencil thin mustache is pure
it's
villain,
Sebastian
right?
Bach, that's too dated of a reference.
Sebastian Bach.
Yeah, it's like if Joe Exotic did steroids. And instead of like hooking people on meth, he turn them into statues.
Yeah, you gotta stay
current.
But
he still played guitar for Taking Back Sunday.
Of course. Dude, let's talk about Rugal and his move set that we got from the trailer.
First off,
he grabs you by the face and he takes you from one side of the stage to the other and slams you into the wall. This dude is King of Fighters Azreal from BlazBlue.
I love it, Ty. Any face-grabbing move it's a win in my books. Any move that starts with grabbing your face, and if you're going to add running across the screen, it's the perfect move.
They kind of nailed it with Rugal. He looks sick.
Man, and he's got the fucking, what's it called? The thing everyone pissed off about, Ty, the Genocide Cutter.
Genocide Cutter.
And
is
he
that
can
his
just,
kick thing?
That's his kick thing. The uh-huh. infamous kick thing. Because, Ty, I think we need to get into Omega Rugal here to really understand who Rugal is.
That's true. Everyone. With this trailer and this announcement, they were like, yeah, Rugal, here he is. You can play him. And then they're like, also, when he's added, we're going to put in a new mode called Boss Challenge. And in their words, it is fight the CPU from hell.
So, yeah, Ty, Omega Rugal, famously one of the most difficult boss characters ever in fighting games, largely considered the hardest. This one in, like, God Rugal, who's still Rugal in SNK versus Capcom. But, like, Ty, even fight this guy in KOF 2002, which is, like, the hardest version of him, you have to beat the whole arcade, including their final boss, without losing more than two rounds, which was a feat. In 2002. And on top of that, once you got to Rugal, all the screen said was do your best or do the best you can. So it was really just fucking mocking you.
That's amazing.
But he just had insane damage output, and his Genocide Cutter, he'd read your mind. He would stifle your offense every time and basically just evaporate your health pool. And you only got one shot at it. If you failed, that's it.
Yeah, and we saw some of that in the trailer. Like, there's Gato basically doing, like, his cross-screen punch, right? And he just cutters, right? It doesn't even fucking matter. He just read just your mind.
Whenever. That cutter's coming through, and it's going to beat whatever you throw out there.
Now, you were talking about the drip that this man has just in his regular costume. But they put this man in his king shit I will kill you costume.
His slick suit. Ty, I was kind of hoping for the red suit with the black tie and without the shoulder pads, just looking clean and sleek, but this is also pretty slick.
Yeah, he's got a cape and shoulder pads. He looks truly menacing.
Yeah, he's just like, he just looks great. Like, I love this character. I love the design. He looks like, fuck yeah, he's jacked Richard Branson.
And who the fuck is Richard Branson?
The Virgin Mobile guy.
Jesus Christ.
Come on, you went to space, Ty.
Shit, I should know this, I guess.
Yeah, this is just common knowledge, right? Sebastian Bach from Skid Row and Richard Branson. Two very modern references.
Okay, so you're thinking, great, am I fighting this dude in a regular stage? Nah.
Nah.
True boss stage fashion, floating rocks and shit.
He just feels like a boss character. Between like his very strange outfit and he's just menacing.
We were talking before this, and you said that this does something that you wish all DLC would do. And it's almost convinced you to buy King of Fighters.
It has convinced me. I'm going to buy King of Fighters to support this.
Oh my God, guys, you fucking heard it here first.
I'm buying it.
Because
Ty, go ahead.
You want to take it away?
No, go ahead. All okay, you. Okay.
Because if you fight Rugal in the boss challenge and you beat him, you get his cool costume and you get the stage.
Oh my God. Fucking unlockable costumes. And
this is
good
free.
Ones.
It's just free and you get a fucking character and a chance to unlock this cool ass costume.
This is
stage.
The best DLC practice I've seen in a decade, Ty.
Yeah.
Like, does anything... No. I love this. In fighting games, nothing has compared to how cool this is in terms of DLC practices.
Right? The only thing I can think of recently coming out, which... oh my God, actually, it might be very soon, is like, you know, Returnal just is doing like this huge free thing. But it's like in a fighting game?
Was Sethany free?
Sethany was not free.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen this. And with the unlockable added to it, I just love it. Like, you have the story costumes in Street Fighter, mm-hmm. but this one is like, this is like a badge of honor. This is super hard to do.
Yeah, so like if I see a dude with that Rugal costume.
He Ooh. Worked for it. He probably put hours into it, which is a cool thing to, I think that's cool to have.
He probably found, like, the best way to cheese Rugal.
Exactly. He found the Zangief's lariat.
Yeah, the secret sauce.
The secret sauce. Ty, did you ever fight the Omega Rugal back in the day?
I never did. I came into King of Fighters pretty late.
Well, yeah, no fucking duh, Ty. We were 8 years old. And we still suck at fighting games as adult men.
Yeah, that's true.
But, Ty, I've been hearing countless people online pretend about when they did it.
Yeah.
And boy, it's made me miss these sort of challenges, you know, like just super hard bosses and having something to show for it it's something I'm really, really into and I want to support.
Yeah.
But speaking of which, Ty, let's talk fighting game boss characters.
Ooh, yeah, let's do it.
Who's your all-time favorite fighting game boss character? Like the classics like Bison and Shao Kahn, but do you have you have anyone outside that sphere?
I want to say for me, like very recently, I'll say like True Ogre in like Tekken 3, but very recently Strive, the souped up version of Nagori Yuki that you have to get to by not losing a round is...
Oh, yeah, I forgot Strive did that.
Is insane. Do
you
get,
do you get anything
good
for that?
No. You get a fucking trophy. So if you guys want to go see Ty killed the dumb, stupid Nagori Yuki that honestly took me like 4 hours and it was really annoying, I got the trophy, but I
didn't
get
anything
from it.
Damn, it felt good when you got him, didn't it? You had to persevere.
It felt good, yeah. I was like, fuck you, you stupid vampire piece of shit.
That's what this Rugal thing's going to be. I'm going to, like, this is something to work towards, which I'm like, I'm going to do it. Why not?
And but for a runner-up, of course, in Tekken 3, when you fight normal-ass Ogre and you beat him and then you just go to this dark room and it's True Ogre.
That shit scared me as a kid.
Yeah, man, it's fucking spooky.
And
it
had spooky music?
Nah.
No, he was easy as fuck.
Yeah, but still cool. How about you? Who's your favorite boss character?
The one I have like the most memories of being like frustrated by but stoked about beating, I think, is Jinpachi.
Dude, Jim fucking Pachi.
Because, like, he had that fucking fireball he shot out of his chest, but then he'd just do it twice sometimes and just destroy you.
I forgot about his mouth stomach or whatever
mouth
it is.
Stomach, yeah. Yeah. And I just have, like, vivid memories of me trying to beat it as a kid with my buddy Julian. Have I brought up Julian on the podcast already?
Maybe once before, but...
Do I have time for a rant on this?
We got a fucking time for a rant. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, okay. So my buddy Julian and I, we played a lot of Tekken together when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
And he moved here when he was like 10. And so me, my buddy Kyle, who I think you know, and my buddy Mickey and Julian, we called ourselves the Elite Four, like Pokemon. Remember that?
Jesus, yeah.
And I was Bruno, the one with like Onyx and Hitmonchan, the fucking Jack dude, of course, obviously. So my buddy Julian, his like dad, this is irrelevant, but his dad owned like a cowboy store. So we got to just like, when I went over to his house, I just dressed up as John Wayne and shit and just hang out.
That's awesome.
But him and I were like fucking like shoulder devils for each other. And like we were, because like it was like you say do something and neither of us will do it. And I was like, smashed that, and he was like, snort prescription drugs, and I was like, I don't know about that. And I'm gonna rinse him here, Ty, because I don't feel bad about this. Fuck this dude. So Ty, I live in a small town.
Yeah, of course.
This guy, he disappears for a long time. He comes back. He loves drugs.
Loves
them. Which happens, you know.
Sure.
So he's lost in the forest, Ty, in the cold. And he comes up to this house and is banging on the window. And he's like waving to these people, waving them, scaring the shit out of them. Okay. These people walk outside. They're talking to him, being like, what's going on, buddy? Like, you got no shoes on. It's like fucking November or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just running around and clearly on something. He goes to these people. Hey, my name's Carter Healy. I'm just trying to get home. Ty, these people he's telling this to turn out to be my aunt and uncle.
Right.
Which, okay. Like, what are the fucking odds of that?
Yeah.
First of all, like, small world shit, but that's like small world for small world. So he's trying to convince my own aunt and uncle that he's me.
He's you, yeah.
And to drive him to my home. And Ty, they're not falling for it, surprisingly.
Weird.
But he's still going on this. So I hear this, and I later find out that Julian has been going around committing crimes and giving people my name.
No way.
So,
no way.
Shout out to Julian. me and him, we used to go break stuff together. Shout out to Mr. Tozer. That was me who smashed your barbecue with a skateboard.
Sorry, Mr. Tozer, but
he's probably
it had to
dead
be done.
Now. Yeah, I didn't like him. Fuck your barbecue, Mr. Tozer. Fuck you, Julian. If you're listening, the Elite Four pact is broken.
It's the Elite Three now, you fuck.
It's the Elite Three. You're out of the fucking group. There's probably fucking cities I can't go to.
Dude, I should start doing that. I should start using your name whenever I commit.
That would be
crime.
Funny. That yeah. If you do something horrible now, just say it was me.
I will. And then if you do something horrible, you can say it's me.
No, I want my name to just be synonymous, Ty. Everywhere I go,
yeah.
I'll be like Tyler Durden.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So yeah, Jinpachi, I think, is my favorite. Man, I forgot about that guy. One time we were driving. Well, his mom was driving. And he looks back into the back seat. It's me and Mickey are in the back seat. He goes, have you ever seen someone jump out of a car going 60? And they leaped out the passenger door.
Jesus Christ, Julian.
And he was like 14 years old.
That guy, he commits, man.
Yeah, he commits everything.
A little too hard.
A little too hard, yeah.
Shout out, Julian.
Luckily, he's like not a smart dude and he couldn't pull off identity theft very well.
Yeah, I mean, he was trying to impersonate you. He just needed a few more steps.
Yeah, and to avoid my direct relatives' homes. Fucking clown.
Oh, man. There's no easy way to jump from Julian being a fucking wild man to Team Garo.
Yeah, Julian loved Rock Howard.
Oh, shit. There we go. What are the odds?
Yeah, he beat Rugal with Rock Howard once. Is there anything relating to that?
Yeah, I bet he would love to now pick up King of Fighters 15 because Rock Howard, Gato, and B. Jenny, I call her B. Jenny. We're going to stick with Jenny? Janae. Yeah, they say
Janae.
B. Jenny. And I was like, that's stupid because there's a T there's at a T. the end.
Yeah. B. Jeanette.
B. Jeanette.
B. Jeanette. Okay. Yeah, we're sticking with that.
And they're out. People can play Team Garo in King of Fighters 15. Carter, let's talk about Gato and how he's just Yun from Street Fighter.
Yeah, I like Gato a lot. I don't visually he's throwing me off. I don't really know what his fucking deal is, but that's kind of every KOF guy. Like yeah, I don't know what they're dressing for, what event or where they're going.
In like Mark of the Wolves, in Garo, he actually looks like fucking menacing and cool. And then this game, like, I don't know what it is with like his hair and his robes. They kind of just aren't.
He just looks like a middle-aged man, kind of.
Yeah, I think that's like, what it is.
It's weird. He just looks like a dude.
Yeah. He's martial art man.
Martial art man. He's just.
He's just dude.
He's just guy. Yeah. he looks like a guy who went to Japan and bought like some traditional clothes.
Like a
and
kimono.
Then brought, no, he looks like the relative of a guy who went to Japan and bought kimonos for everyone. And they're trying them on around Christmas.
And he's just also got this sick long-ass braid.
Yeah, he loves medieval literature.
Of course he does. That's Gato. Everyone knows Gato.
Yeah, he's a long-haired guy who loves medieval literature.
What about Rock? Everyone knows a Rock in their life, right? The one dude who always wears a leather jacket, definitely has a motorcycle, but it's like too old.
Yeah, he doesn't really like motorcycles. It was like an idea. You like the idea of it.
Yeah, yeah. That's like me with everything. I love the idea of it. And then
riding the motorcycle does not interest him at all.
No.
Just looking at it and the idea of him being on the motorcycle and how other people might think he's cool getting off of it.
And that's Rock Howard and exactly how he plays King of Fighters 15.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Rock people are stoked on Rock. I'm happy for them. He's surprisingly popular, I gotta say.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know what the love is for Rock, but he's cool. Sure.
Yeah, he's just like, yeah, he's fine. He looks like Terry's like little bitch. That's how I always viewed him.
You know what?
Like, Terry looks like the evolved form of Rock. He's the second evolution.
Oh, shit. Who's the final evolution?
I would think it's Clark, right?
They cut the hair completely and he gets jacked as
hell. The hair goes and you just get huge.
That's awesome. What a great
evolution.
Like
Machamp, you know?
Yeah, exactly. With Rock, I find that I'm seeing a lot of clips of Gato and BJ on Twitter. It could just be like the people that I'm following, but I don't see a lot of Rock like clips and people posting combos or like
sort
of
tech. He's not as flashy as the other, though the other two are so flashy. Like Rock by comparison, he's a little snorer, right? Like,
I think he's not basic, but he's your like classic character.
Yeah, he's not like a combo. He's not a combo video character.
No, but oh my God, BJ, man, BJ, her combos look wild.
I'm happy for the Garu people getting her back.
But
there's no butt here, Ty.
Oh, I thought there was a butt in there somewhere.
This gave me some faith for maybe Kevin down the line, who I quite liked.
Yeah, or butt. And there is a butt. Imagine.
That's the butt. Butt is the butt.
Yeah, Kevin's pretty cool. I'd like to crawl around on the ground.
I always like Kevin. He just crawls and then his punches are just really heavy and weighty.
Throws like a grenade at you.
Yeah, just like everything about him, it's just like really heavy and weighty, and he was super strong, so that was fun.
Yeah. These guys are out, and they look cool. Southtown, still May. We're waiting on May.
Damn, I was hoping April.
We got a whole fucking month.
I basically want to play all three of those guys.
Yeah, Billy, Ryuji, and fucking Geese, of course.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do Ryuji, Rugal, Clark.
No, no second R name? Come on, man.
Oh, should I triple R? Ryuji, Rugal. Is there another R even in there?
I don't know. Yasharo.
Let's just say Ryuji. Boom. Oh, wait. I just said that.
That's Ryuji Yamazaki, you fucking fool.
Okay. What's the main character's name? Ryuji. Kaiu? Ryu. Ryo.
No.
Fuck, Ty. I lost it. Okay. Let's get off of KOF. I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And instead, let's talk about coming up in the summer, the greatest freaking game ever to be made and not a baby game at all, Dungeon Fighter. Dungeon and Fight, DNF Duel.
Dungeon and Fighter.
There's actually a really dumb way to say DNF, and it is something like Dungeon and Fight. It's really stupid.
That's rough, but, you know, that's the classic Japanese game naming conventions.
And we got
bunch of bullshit.
The true classic Japanese character and what everyone probably will love is Edgy Samurai Man.
Edgelord Dream character right here.
Mm-hmm.
Ty, we were just talking about JoJo last episode. I learned what stands are. And this guy comes at me with a straight up stand.
He's got a fucking stand. Ghostblade has a stand.
Yeah, Ghostblade. So he's one of the male slayer archetypes, you know? Berserker is also one.
Mm-hmm.
So they're cut from the same cloth, these two. But Ty, it seems that slayers are focused on their weapon type.
Yeah, it looks like it.
Yeah, like
lots
Berserker's
of focus
got,
on the sword.
Yeah, Berserker got big ass fucking two-handed smasher.
Mm-hmm.
And now we got a slick little katana guy.
And he is slick, dude. A lot of like dashing, a lot of warping.
He's throwing out that stand, and what the fuck can we call him? I don't like calling him Stand. Everyone's calling him Stand.
Maybe he's just the ghost.
What's Tom Cruise's character in Last Samurai?
Oh, God.
Nathan.
Is it actually Nathan?
His name is Nathan.
Or do you
Nathan.
Want me to look it up?
I'm almost certain it's Nathan.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to look it up.
Let's look it up. Come on. Movie knowledge god right here.
Okay. He plays Captain Nathan Aldrin.
Yes. Okay, so Nathan Aldrin?
Aldrin. Nathan Aldrin. Aldrin.
Okay, so the ghost is Nathan Aldrin.
Of course.
He throws Nathan out there, and then it looks like you can choose to teleport or not after Nathan lands.
Yeah, that's the cool thing.
So he's got a bit of a mix-up game. But Ty, doesn't DNF have a block button?
It do have a block button. You do.
Ty, what is it? What's
this
the side
is the
switching
Lancelot,
do?
Lancelot predicament.
Yeah, I guess Aunt Lancelot turned out to be good, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
So what the fuck do I know?
See, if that's the thing is, if Ghostblade has a good like high, low, and like left, right, both sides mix up, you'll be good. The high, low mix up is what's gonna really trip people up in DNF.
And Granblue Lancelot turned out to be the character I liked most, so I saw Ghostblade, and I was kind of like, I'm probably going to like this guy.
Yeah, I mean, he honestly looks really cool. The actual, like, character, the samurai man himself, is, like, barely talking.
I don't care for Nathan. I wish he was, like, solo bolo. I kind of like the idea of it.
Like, Nathan wasn't out there all the time.
I wish he just wasn't there, period, or maybe, like, was, like, a install or something, you know? I just like the idea of, like, samurais being like on their fucking own tithe. Instead of having like a ghost doing his work, I like the idea of just like, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
A straight up samurai type, but you know, to each their own.
Hey, I mean, he looks cool. His super, he like brings out Nathan and they both attack at the same time and do classic, you know.
Yeah. And if Nate was an install, it would basically just, he would just be Virgil.
Ooh, yeah, but that would be fucking awesome.
See, Ty, that was the one thing. Every time I look at Granblue, I'm like, this game needs some movement. I need a little more Marvel in this game.
This DNF, man. DNF is all about that fucking crazy movement.
DNF looked like it looks like you're plodding along playing hard neutral, Ty.
It's fast, man. It feels fast when you're in it.
I'm trying to fly across triangle dash and like Magneto.
Maybe not triangle dashing.
But I want this game to be something it isn't, so I'm just trying to be optimistic. But Ty, the only thing anyone gives me about this game is, it's just fun. It's just a fun game. I need more than that.
You need more than that? I don't know, man. I told you, it plays like Marvel 3, like in its button setup. It's got a block button. It's incredibly intuitive, easy to pick up and play. It's fun as fuck.
Okay, well, I'm pretty stoked about Troubleshooter, who's coming up.
Troubleshooter?
We have Enchantress before Troubleshooter, right?
No way we do. Okay, well, we also have Mechanic as well.
Oh, Mechanic. Maybe not. Maybe I confused Enchantress with Mechanic.
So, I'm pretty sure you're right, because there was also, I don't know if it's official box art, but there was some box art that leaked for this game. Or not leaked. I guess it was just shown. And there is, like, a looks like a magic user girl on the front, but then also Mechanic, who is the blonde with the hairpin that we got glimpses of.
And she's, yeah, like the female ranger archetype or
yeah,
something.
She's like blowing you up with massive explosions and
that
shit.
That seems up your alley.
I hope she's fun, but I really like Inquisitor.
I think I will be hopping on the Troubleshooter train, depending on how cool he
like,
is.
Yeah, what his move set
yeah,
is like.
Yeah,
I
liked Hitman, but his move set was too fucking, there was too much shit going on.
Hitman's so hard to fight, man.
Man, yeah, he was like, he was not like a smooth Hitman. He was like, if that dude was Hitman and someone, he would be making so much fucking noise, Ty.
Yeah, you wanted him to be more precise.
I wanted to be like a sniper, you know?
Yeah, no, that dude's fucking shooting and swinging like it's
nobody's yeah, yeah, he
business.
Is not covert about his job at all.
Not even close.
He makes it messy. He no. Wet work, Ty, that's what he does.
Oh, yes. Nailed it. Wet work. Man, we don't describe, people don't say wet work enough.
Yeah, that's cool, huh?
It is cool.
Shooting someone, calling it wet work. Let's just start calling random shit wet work.
Okay, sure, I'm down. Yeah, man. Make my daily life cool.
This podcast, real wet work.
It's real wet work. Okay,
ooh,
everyone.
Slimy.
Carter, you can play Troubleshooter and get your hands on him because they finally announced a release date for DNF Duel. That's
and
June.
These are base game characters?
Yeah, but yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nice. Okay, I thought I was looking at DLC, honestly.
Nah, we're good. We're good. Ooh, they still have these last like 3 or 4 as base.
My big wish, Ty, my big wish is for this, if I have a character I can choose out of any, I think I'm landing on Secret Agent.
Secret Agent, yeah, if he gets like put in, yeah.
Yeah,
he looks sick.
Think, right? Like he might be, he seems like he's silent, you know?
Yeah, he's the precision man.
Yeah, he seems like he's piano wiring you from the back seat of the car.
If anything, he's doing dry work.
Yeah, he's writing down what you need to do for the wet work. He's giving you the notes. He's giving you the ops.
He's professional as fuck. Okay, June 28th. That's when this game is coming out. June 28th, everyone, mark your ding-dang calendars. It will also be a part of Arc World Tour.
Arc Revo? Yeah. Revo?
No, not Arc Revo. This one's their AWT, so they're full fucking, like, their Capcom Pro Tour.
Okay.
So, this will be around for a while.
Nice. Ty.
Yeah.
I'm feeling okay about DNF. I've turned a leaf on it, I think.
I really want you to try it and just sort of...
I'll give it the college try.
Yeah, feel how it plays.
I dropped out of college 3 times, so it's not like, it won't be a great try.
K.O. Carter, let's talk about something that honestly was pretty, pretty surprising.
This was awesome. Out of nowhere. Love it.
We were sitting there, and we were just finishing up our Guilty Gear Strive tournament on Sunday. And of course...
I can't believe, yeah, we got to do a fucking announcement.
It was absolutely wild. It was crazy. So we finish up our Guilty Gear Strive tournament. Congrats to the winners. Great games all around. It was awesome. You can go check that out probably on Fishhook FPC's YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah, and I said it on that, but I haven't said it on here yet, Ty. The people who made our old stuff, they've gone out of business. Right. I'm no longer shopping local. I'm shopping for the cheapest child-made products we can find. Yeah. So if anyone's got contact with some sort of textile factory.
The nimblest fingers.
I need the tiniest, nimblest fingers. Strong, though. Strong. Like, they work so hard, they'll be arthritic at, like, 13.
Yeah, we want these t-shirts looking fucking good.
It doesn't even matter the quality. I won't wear them. I'll be sending them to you guys, so they can fall apart when they get to you.
As soon as you put them in the wash, they disintegrate.
Yeah, they'll just be made of old newspaper.
Just everyone be careful.
Shout out to Beef Humanity. I owe him some stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We owe a few people some stuff, but that's beside the point.
Thank God they went out of business.
Now we have an excuse.
Now we can get some cheaper shit.
Yeah. Okay. We finish up our Strive tournament, and what ho? It was fucking the fighting game round table that was going on as our tournament was going on, and they decided, what better time than as soon as we stop our tournament to announce Testament in Strive.
Right after Grand Finals. Immediately after Grand Finals.
Coffee and Combos has the...
we have such pull
the
now.
Info. Yeah, they gave us the video and they said, listen, you know, after your tournament's done, don't even like do any fanfare or anything. Just give it to the world.
Yeah, just it'll just be out there. Just tell them. It was sick. So, Ty, who did we get?
We got Testament looking different, redesign.
Ty, we got New Testament.
Right, sure. New Testament.
No longer the Old Testament. I consider this the King James version of Testament.
You know? Oh, yeah, okay.
Testament's direct ties to Israel have been lessened, and she no longer speaks Hebrew.
And that's how it do.
That's the first changes they made. So, Ty. Our little non-binary character here.
Yep. Testament.
They went from a cool homage to androgynous horror metal scene of the late 90s, early 2000s, like Marilyn Manson, you know, that type of shit, to what if we had a dozen studio executives design Marilyn Manson for a family? So now we got sexy waifu with a top hat, Ty.
Yeah, Testament now looks like if Caitlyn from League of Legends was goth, and it's not good.
Ty, I frankly fucking hate it.
Really, I don't hate it. I'm just like, the old design had edge and like...
The old design made sense for Guilty Gear. It's a game built around this genre of music. Testament was a clear homage to metal music. New Testament looks like... It's like, I hate to say it, but it looks like someone who's being a poser thinks a metal person should look like.
Or they're going full emo goth and instead are going for the My Chemical Romance mixed with ZZ Top.
Yeah, they're trying to ride a line here, but yeah, we ended up with Caitlyn from League of Legends.
I'm just trying to find where the fucking top hat came from.
It's... a signifier. It's something you can cosplay as.
I guess, but I hate
Slash. That's what they'll say.
That's the one thing I hate about this costume is the stupid top hat. Why is it? It just looks dumb. Anyway, Testament is here. They are now officially in the West, non-binary.
Westament.
I think in like Japan, it was always that way. So whoever was freaking out when it was like first announced, just chill.
Yeah, so they have for the... English voice, a female voice actor, or a male voice actor, and for the Japanese voice, a female voice actor.
The voice actor for us in Strive, oh, you mean like in the old games?
No, in the current one.
In the current one, we have a trans voice actor voicing a trans character.
Oh.
Yeah.
Good. I thought they had, I read something about like male doing the English voice and a female doing the Japanese voice.
Ah.
But that's much better.
So I do, yeah, our English voice is trans voice actor. 90% sure.
We're doing the fucking cancel bomb right now, trying to diffuse the wires, trying not to...
Yeah, basically. So let's talk instead about Testament's gameplay and Strive, because that's why everyone's here.
First and foremost, Stain State, Ty.
Stain State?
They call it Stain State.
Stain State. I thought you said Dane State. And
Stain.
I'm like, the fuck is
Ty.
Stain State?
A lot of folks on DeviantArt been making all sorts of Stain States for this one. You got fucking, yeah, like My Little Pony, like Fluttershy and Rainbow Dash and Sonic. making all sorts of stained states on Testament's top hat.
Ugh, awful. Stain state.
This is our new Testament focus gameplay mechanic. When using certain specials, either hit or blocking, she will apply stain state, which gives her follow-ups to some moves.
Is that like when we see the cool red skull come out?
No, it's like a purple flame that kind of comes off the character.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's like they're building it around that. This is not Old Testament. If you wanted your cool, like, invisible shit trap game, you don't have it anymore.
Isn't that great, though?
Yeah, it's gonna... I feel like it was such a divisive character. Like, you either loved Testament or you hated Testament.
I'm on the side of more of they were just kind of bullshitty.
I thought they were kind of bullshit also, but I liked the gameplay of it. Like, I liked trap games and stuff.
Yeah.
But the invisible shit was stupid. But now her game more, or their game... Fuck, die the bomb.
Yeah, it's all right. It's fine.
They're throwing out little fairies alongside their projectiles. So, like, you throw out a projectile, a fairy appears on the screen, or a succubus is what they're calling it. A succubus. I love how you just put succubus in games. Like, it's not a rape demon. Like, that's not the definition of it. That's just cool to put in games now.
Yeah, it's transcended.
But yeah, it's just sexy fairy now is a succubus.
Yeah, basically.
So the fairy lingers on the screen, and then her raven little familiar she has can be sent to the fairies. So that's how you use the raven now.
Yeah, I see her fucking throwing out the raven like it's nobody's business. But it's like, I can't tell what's going on just from a trailer. I need to get my hands on him.
Yeah, it's like, so you throw out, she has a little, it's kind of like a Rapuken. It kind of goes across the ground in a blood wave.
Yeah.
And she can, like, delay it and all sorts of stuff. But after that goes out, yeah, there's, like, a little fairy left on the screen. And when you press a button, you're sending your raven after that thing. So you can have it hit from, like, across the screen, go behind, and then come back to you.
Oh, shit, that's dope.
Yeah, it's really cool what they've done. Like, it's a cool character. She's, like, a debuff mid-range character now. And so it's not, it's a completely different character.
Yeah, I'm really liking the sort of gameplay that we saw. It's like lots of huge moves, especially like ones that cover a lot of like air too, like from the ground.
She kind of reminds me of Morrigan that way.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's an extreme comparison, but
world away and then duplicating and.
But they also showed her super, which I think looks pretty incredible for Shrive. It's called Nostrovia. She summons her two fairies and then they just shoot forward and start punching. And it, like, during this time, while they lock you down, Testament's free to do whatever.
That's without even a Roman cancel.
Without even a Roman cancel. So that's going to have some really fucky setups guaranteed.
Yeah, because I'm thinking, like, you know, Ramlethal can throw out her giant laser and then Roman cancel and then you can move about freely. But Testament said, fuck it.
It's same thing, except for you have two fairies punching the shit out of you.
Damn. If this character, if you had to guess, because I looked up on the website what their, like, you know, type was and how hard they were or their ease of use. If you had to guess based on what you've seen, would you say harder to control or easier?
She's going to be on the harder side just because controlling the Raven is going to be so core to her game on top of having this debuff stain state.
She is a balance type, 4 out of 5 stars.
Okay, yeah, 4 out of 5 makes sense. Like, she doesn't have any like thing too confusing. It's just a lot to keep track of.
Yeah.
Between stain state and the Raven and where your fairies are placed, you have...
Stain state.
It's so bad, right?
Not a great name.
Just fucking making stain, all sorts
blood
of stain
state
states
or something, like,
yeah, or like, yeah, anything really.
So strange.
But I guess she can't be like the blood person. We already have a blood person.
Yeah, Nagoroyuki vampire.
Yeah, and then you got Slayer and Raven, who are also blood people.
God, everyone's just a blood person.
Abba's a blood person.
God, Oh, Guilty Gear. Get some new freaking...
Yeah, some new gimmick. Well, they have all sorts of crazy shit. We got the President Ninja.
Just get a new liquid, you know?
Yeah, pick like... Yeah, just get some mud magic going. Let's get a fecal character.
Yeah, bring Dolores in.
Yeah, just some sort of piss stain character. But, Ty, do you think Testament has opened up the fucking doors? Do you think... Like, Testament was the no fucking chance, right? Like, that was one of the... They're never bringing back. Right?
Oh, you mean open up the doors for characters that...
Yeah,
might
open up
not...
the door for some strange characters who, like, people didn't really like, but had good bones, you know? Had extremely good bones.
Honestly, yes. Testament basically opened up the floodgates, and I was like, wow, I did not expect this. I was expecting a Jam or a That Man or whatever the fuck. And bam, the Testament is it truly strange because I don't think, you know, Testament's all that popular.
No. And it was extremely divisive character. You loved Testament or you hated Testament. There really wasn't an in between.
Nope.
There's another top tier character from Plus R who was a little wacky, kind of had a lot of shit going on. People didn't really find was fair. A lot like Testament. And Ty, just maybe, just maybe, this is the sign that Zappa, Ty, could come back.
What happened to Zappa, everyone?
What happened to Zappa? Venom is Venom.
When's Testament, you may be asking? And I can tell you right now, March 28th, you'll be able to get your hands on Old Testament. New Testament.
Yeah, the King James Testament.
And alongside Testament is coming a new stage, White House Reborn.
And that's awesome. Nothing like fighting in the White House.
It's great.
I want to fight in every fucking government building in the world in Guilty Gear. Get me in the Kremlin. Get me up on Parliament Hill, Ty.
Yes.
When are you getting our Canadian character?
That's a very good question. And if it's like rock-based Canadian, what are they picking?
Rush, obviously.
Rush. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, Rush is the clear one for that. And the dragons and the knights and the fucking... Ty, don't you love Rush?
I fucking love Rush.
It's just, fun music about dragons and being a working man.
I mean, what's not to love?
Man, who else could it be? What band, Ty, do you want to be represented in Strive?
Ooh.
What major rock band?
Limp Bizkit? Obviously, Limp Bizkit?
I want someone with a backwards red hat.
Oh my God, yes.
Yes. Jean shorts and a wife beater and a FUBU sweater.
So we've already got the jean shorts. Axl wore those back in the day.
Axl did wear those.
That's tough. Maybe we have to get in, dedicate a whole ass round one of these times.
Maybe we'll just do a rock history of Guilty Gear, Ty.
That would be sick. I'd be so down, man. And it would all just begin with the characters' names, Slayer, Axl.
That's it. Those are the two.
Those are the two that I can just go. Those are the two that I can immediately point
Zappa,
to.
Zappa, Ty. It's staring you in the face.
Wait, what?
Did you ever listen to Frank Zappa?
Oh, Frank Zappa. Oh, that guy.
Yeah, no one really actually listens to Frank Zappa.
Yeah, that's true. Carter, that's about it, I think, for the episode.
Yeah, fuck. Ty, we're 50-something minutes now. We've done it.
I'm debating on whether or not to throw in a quick little bonus thing about stupid Street Fighter.
It's funnier to not talk about Street Fighter.
All right. Thank you, everyone, for listening to Coffee and Combos. We'll be back next week for more juicy fighting game news. The intro music is done by @AmAeroplane on Twitter. You can find us on Twitter @CoffeeAndCombos. You can follow me @TyRossCC.
Carter? You can't follow me. Shout out to Street Fighter. Favorite game.
You win. Perfect.